First in this story is the big crash of 2008. It destroyed the international financial system and brought economies around the world to their knees. Nearly $3 trillion was lost, millions of lives were ruined.
We are in the midst of a once-in-a-century credit tsunami.
Northern Rock's share price plunges after it negotiates emergency funding.
Financial markets across the globe are in turmoil this afternoon.
Those clips are from a documentary simply called Bankers, and it was bankers who were to blame for the crash. They were operating in a system with maximum risk and no plan B if things went wrong. Profit was king.
The crash essentially ripped apart the illusion that finance was just a game about money and just a game about numbers.
You'd think that after such a devastating economic meltdown, everyone would have learned their lesson, that regulators, governments, banks would all come together to make sure nothing like this could ever happen again.
Also tonight, the RBS traders who boasted about their dodgy deals. The bank is fined nearly £400 million for its part in trying to rig a key interest rate.
Ah, the LIBOR scandal. That came next. It turned out we hadn't learnt those lessons. A bunch of banks have been fined hundreds of millions of pounds in the last couple of years because traders colluded with each other to rig a key interest rate to keep their profits high. Stephen Hester, who was in charge of RBS last year, joined the chorus of people promising reform.
The culture and controls of our whole industry need to be changed. We're changing them.
Great. Those naughty bankers will never do anything like that again. Here's this morning's news bulletin.
BBC News: financial regulators in London, Switzerland and the United States have punished five major banks after an investigation into the alleged rigging of the foreign exchange market.
Oh, come on! There'll be nothing left to rig in a minute! So what's happened this time? Well, it's all about these guys. The Three Musketeers. I'll explain in a moment. As recently as last October, traders at different banks had formed tight-knit groups with one another to share details about their clients and fiddle with a beast of a financial market, as the BBC's Adam Parsons explains.
Foreign exchange trading is a £3 trillion a day business. So by doing some tiny manipulation on that, banks can earn themselves an absolute fortune. And the investigation discovered that there was evidence of people colluding.
And these colluding bankers used code names for their clients, including the Three Musketeers, One Team, One Dream, and the A-Team. You'd be forgiven for thinking, grow up.
I felt the pain for our staff and our customers again.
Another year and another RBS boss apologises, this time Ross McEwan.
It was gut-wrenching to actually have another accusation against the organisation.
So will the bankers responsible be locked up? Who knows? For now, it's us, the taxpayers and bank users, who will ultimately be paying for the biggest fine the Financial Conduct Authority has ever dished out.